Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Given Director Julia Pearson's resignation this week amid security lapses at the White House, add the Secret Service to the list of government entities with compromised reputations. Let's gauge public attitude with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, these lapses are coming to light just 2 years after a number of agents were forced out following a scandal involving prostitutes on a Columbia trip. Let's see, IRS, NSA, Congress. How pervasive is this pattern of erosion of confidence?
Well, all of it obviously is not helping the image of the federal government, our government in Washington. When we updated it prior to this last issue relating to the Secret Service, among 25 business and industry sectors we put in the federal government, it was dead last, way below any other business and industry sector at a minus 36 positive, minus negative image. It just can't go much lower, Dave. Americans have two issues with the federal government. One of them is the failure of the legislative branch to get things done. When we ask about that, Americans say they need to compromise and not fight. But on the other hand, there's this whole issue of competence, and that's a real issue because things like the IRS and the taxes we send in every year really depend on trust in government, and if that trust really comes down, it could create significant problems.
Frank, let's bookmark the legislative branch for now and focus on the Supreme Court.
Back in session this coming week, 44% job approval for the Supreme Court. But, you know, this is kind of a paradox, Dave. That's not all that great. That's about where Obama has been, significantly above job approval for Congress, of course. But when separately we say, how much trust do you have in the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch of government, the three branches set up in the Constitution, the judicial branch does much better up there at 61% confidence rating, way above either the executive or the legislative branch. So the paradox is that Americans seem to have trust in the institution of the Supreme Court in general, but on a more specific or localized basis, when we say right now, do you approve of the job they're doing, the ratings are not all that great.
So now let's focus on the legislative branch. We are 1 month and 1 day out from the November 4th elections, and are Americans much engaged in the process?
Not as much as the previous two elections. We're able to track this going all the way back through the 90s for midterm elections. How much thought have you given to the election? And right now, about a third of Americans say quite a bit of thought. That's way below where it was in 2010. Remember, that was a pivotal election, a lot of interest, particularly from the Republican side of the ledger. The House turned over, as you remember, with the big wave election. And also, the current thought being given to the election is below where it was in the previous election, which was 2006, when there was also a lot of attention, this time for the more Democratic side of the ledger, because there was a lot of pushback from the war in Iraq and President George W. Bush. So this is down from those two elections. But if we go back in time to some of the other midterm elections, let's say like 1998, when things were going all right in the country, particularly economically, attention was about where it is now, and similar to some previous elections. So I would say this is looking to be a normal election in terms of attention being paid, but way below the more specifically localized attention that was being paid in the last two midterm elections.
Is there an appetite for a third party in American politics?
Well, there is, based on what Americans tell us. Almost 6 in 10 say yes, they think a third party would be great. In addition to the Republican and Democratic parties, that's about where we've been in some of the years where we've asked it previously. Interestingly, Dave, appetite for a third party goes down in the midst of a normal presidential election, like in 2012 or 2008. But otherwise, the interest in a third party actually goes up again. So it does look like, in theory, Americans would welcome the idea of a third party out there.
A third party espousing views, for better or for worse, between those of the Republican and Democratic parties or outside of it, like, say, the Tea Party?
Well, that's a good question. And our question about a third party simply says, do the Republicans and the Democrats do a good job representing the views of Americans, or is a third party needed? And that's where we get about 58% who say yes. The Tea Party actually, interestingly, did not operate as a classic third party. They mostly got involved in Republican primaries, particularly back in 2010. They've been less involved this year, but they didn't operate independently like a third party would. They entered the system and tried to change the way one particular party nominated and then elected candidates.
Lastly, Frank, let's leave politics and government and take up the issue of prayer in public school.
We've asked that over the years, and we thought this would be a good time to re-ask it. The issue pops up from time to time, a lot of, you know, legal, constitutional kinds of issues involved here. But 61% of Americans say yes to the idea of prayer in public schools. Down a little at one point, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, we had 70% who favored it. But still, a clear majority of Americans, when asked, say it's a good idea. They would approve of the idea. of having prayer in public schools.
And focusing on the term prayer in public schools, could that merely be, say, a moment of silence?
Well, it could, but that's not the way that we phrased the question. We said, quote, allowing daily prayer to be spoken in the classroom. So this was not just silent prayer. This was actually a spoken prayer. And again, 61% of the American public said yes.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.